So we're going to be talking quite a lot about the issues of gender-based violence, femicide, this because of the annual 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. President Cyril Ramaphosa, in his weekly letter, spoke out about the need to get men more involved in the conversation. And men held much more accountable, not only for what they do, but for what they think as well. He says, and I quote, "To give meaning to 16 days of activism, we now need to engage the men of South Africa in a dialogue about their responsibility towards women and toxic masculinity. All of society, should be mobilized to organize these men's dialogues." Let's welcome to 702 Drive Martin Pelders, founder of the organization Matrix Men. Mr. Pelders, when I read the president's sentence, I couldn't help thinking that I and many other people would say, we've heard this all before. Have you?
I'm getting bored with it now, actually, John.
Yeah.
We've been singing the same tune for decades, and nothing's changed. Nothing's happening. The numbers aren't going down. In fact, they're going up quite drastically. So clearly we're doing something wrong and we need to change the narrative.
So is what the president is suggesting that we need to do more of, is it because that's the wrong remedy or is it because we're not implementing the cure?
Well, I think for decades we've been spending billions on trying to repair broken women, only to have them going back to the same types of relationships 9-10 times before they finally get the concept that actually it's me making bad decisions in partners rather than all men are trash. And then, where do these men that abuse women and rape women and murder and all that sort of stuff come from? This is what I believe we need to be looking at. Murderers and rapists and wife beaters aren't born, they are made. And the biggest issue is that we don't have safe spaces, in my opinion, humble opinion, is we don't have safe spaces for men to be able to go out and heal. I've dealt with many guys that have beaten their wives, and I've not met one that actually wants to do it.
Yes.
The problem is he just doesn't know how to manage his anger. He hasn't been given more than the five basic skills that 90% of the male population have been given, and that is violence, addiction, sex, sports and silence. We need to start raising our boys to have an EQ, a decent EQ, and we need to start treating them the same, but also giving them a voice,
Yes.
I think one of the things is we say cowboys shouldn't cry, but when cowboys start using their six shooters, everybody starts breaking out and going, men are trash and all men must fall and patriarchy is this and, all that sort of.
Yeah, So, you're saying that, we need to help men speak. Some people say the problem is that actually men speak and never actually shut up.
Oh, really? Well, John, there's a couple of facts that we know for in South Africa, right? More boys are sexually abused than girls. This is something that everybody goes, oh, that's nonsense, I don't believe it. But there are now three studies, major studies that have come to the same conclusion. If we take the 2016 UCT Optimus study, it says 36.8% of all boys are sexually abused by the age of 16, and 33.9% of girls are sexually abused by the age of 16.
Yes.
So where do these boys go for healing? Now, the biggest problem with this is that 11% of these boys will go on to perpetrate rape. And the reason they give is because they did it to me, I can do it to them. Now, if you look at the construct that 41% of these boys are sexually abused by women, 27% are abused by both male and female, and 32% are abused by men, then who do you think these boys are going to go on to rape? Right?
So
when we look at the other side of the coin, that of the hundreds of thousands of girls that are sexually abused every year, 6.6% of those girls will go on to perpetrate a rape. Now, it's this evil that has a kinetic energy, and it's just growing and growing and growing.
We'll come back to our conversation with Martin Pelders, founder of Matrix Men, in a moment. But Keep those coming on 0727021702. Let's get back to our conversation with Martin Pelders, founder of Matrix Men. Matrix Men is a non-profit organization established last year. It's called the first organization in Africa to support and talk about male survivors of sexual abuse. So, Martin Pelders, if we are to make progress, and you're saying we aren't, what are the key things that the state needs to do, if anything?
Well, I think we need to start to tell the truth as a begin. You know, we need to address all victims of sexual abuse. We need to address all victims of gender-based violence. And you know, we need to stop making this a gender issue. We need to start recognizing that this is actually a human problem. We have escalating violence throughout society, and as much research comes back and says that as many men are being violently abused as women, we keep focusing on one gender. I mean, there's enough research into all of this, but we keep ignoring half of the problem, essentially. And I think a large part of the problem is that men feel left out. We call trash, with, you know, because, well, I mean, there was a protest the other day, and some of the men stood up and said, yes, you know, we support this, and they told the men to keep quiet, because this was a woman's issue and the woman wanted to deal with it. So it's kind of a situation where we're damned if we do and damned if we don't, you know. But, you know, to get us on your side, then at least make friends with us. And I can guarantee you that if we start healing all boys and all girls, we will begin to see an end to this scourge.
Give us a call on 011-883-0702. We've talked a lot about the 16 days of activism and the extent to which the issues that get raised are all too familiar, and the progress appears not easy to measure. A couple of you are calling in on 072-702-1702. Let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm disturbed by the guest talking about women and making choices, wrong choices, with the men they date. In a conversation about gender-based violence, I think it's very, very misleading. I think women stay in abusive relationships for a myriad of reasons, but the bigger, broader reason why women stay in abusive relationships, in heterosexual relationships to be specific, is because there is a structural oppression of women, and women end up depending on their intimate partners. And there is other issues that are more broad and complex than choosing the wrong partner. There is no man who's written on his forehead that he is not an abusive man. And even when that starts happening, women are re-abused by the men in relationships with them, while society has already abused them. So I think we should be very, very careful when we talk about the reasons why women don't leave abusive relationships, instead of talking about how not all men are trash. If you're telling me that not all men are trash, then how does that decrease the violence? How does that decrease the violence that women, LGBTIQA+ community, faces every day in the hands of cisgendered heterosexual men? If you're telling me that not all men are trash, how does that contribute to the stats? How does that make the stats less? It doesn't matter. If you know that you're not trash, sure, thank you. But let's not do that. Not all. Not all has never saved us. It never helped us. It never did anything for us.
So Martin Pelders, I mean, the first part of that voice note said that perhaps your notion that women are freer in the choices they make around the relationships they're in is perhaps not correct, that the economic circumstances and other factors in our society make making those choices difficult. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'd agree absolutely. I'm not saying that this is the case. The problem is that we are focusing, we're talking about the efforts that government are putting in to try and resolve gender-based violence. And I'm saying they're not working, because what we're doing is we're trying to empower women to go off on their own and make a living and earn a living. And that, as a construct, is a great one. Fantastic. I don't disagree with that. But why is it then that these ladies are getting back into bad relationships 7, 8, 9, 10 times?
Which women are you talking about?
The ladies that come out of abusive relationships. So, if you talk to a lot of the organizations that help ladies that have been in abusive relationships, and you say, what happens to these ladies once you've empowered them and they now have a skill and they go out and work, and they say, well, shamefully, they actually quite often end up in bad relationships again. So it's not there are abusive men, there are abusive women, and there's not a simple answer. And I don't think in a 10, 15-minute conversation we're going to get to the bottom of this. But at the end of the day, it boils down to boundaries. We need to empower people to make good decisions, to enforce their boundaries, to have pride and self-love, so that they don't get back into the same relationships over and over and over again. I know it's a bit of a, you know, sensitive topic, and yes, everybody. And the funny thing is, you talk to me about LGBTQI, but where the most abusive relationships are, in fact, in the lesbian community, 42% of those relationships are abusive.
Where is that stat derived from?
That was derived from an Italian study done by, I can get you the research on that. It was a university in Italy who did a study.
Is that true of gay women relationships all over the globe or just in Italy?
Well, pretty much, I think it would be all over the globe.
Why would it it was an Italian study?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why do we take the 1 in 6 as gospel?
Yeah.
It's an American study, you know, so we base it on that. But yet in South Africa, we have proof that more boys are sexually abused than girls.
Kumo's ringing us from North Riding. Sorry to butt in there, but I want to get the call in. Kumo, hi.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks. And you? Go ahead, Kumo.
Awesome. Thanks. So I just want to make a comment, right, around what the gentleman is actually talking about in as far as, you know, how women go back to the guys that are abusive, whatever the case might be. So personally, I've been in an abusive relationship, and it was my first, you know, kind of committed relationship. And it was with a guy that is actually in the entertainment industry. I'm not going to say his name.
Right.
But you find that it's not even the guys or the women who keep on going back. We have a system or a culture where we even hide these people. So his family would always speak on his behalf. They would see my bruises. They would see the police coming and all of the other stuff, right? But it would always be a matter of the families will hide the perpetrators. And then on top of that, we have a judicial system that actually does not support the victims. It supports the perpetrator. I mean, last year, a lot of people came out on Twitter. There was a whole movement around Me Too and whatever.
Yes.
A lot of people came out about him on Twitter. And then what happened is because he, you know, he has some sort of upper hand in the sense of financial, from a financial perspective, right? He got a lawyer to shut those women down, right, by sending them or emailing them from what he can remember and emailing them letters from this lawyer to say, you know, if you don't retract your statement, we're going to sue, whatever the case might be. But the evidence was there. People were sending, you know, screenshots. They were sending pictures and uploading. So I think it's more intricate than just saying that, you know, we looking at women who, you know, why, you know, we wonder why they go back to these abusive men or whatever the case might be. But the fundamental issue here is even the families that protect these boys. Exactly. So if you can't be saying the women are going back, there's also vulnerabilities to think of. There's also, I mean, orphans, right? Young orphan women are actually more susceptible to being in these abusive relationships because there isn't much protection. They're quite vulnerable.
Kumo calling from North Riding. I wish we had more time. We don't. Thanks as well to Martin Pelders, founder of Matrix Men. Keep the calls coming on that issue, 011-883-0702 and 072-702-1702. 28 minutes past 4.